Madam Clerk, if you could read item number one, we're going to go back to the agenda as it's ordered.
A resolution ordinance by Supervisor Sanfilippo to reform the role of County Board Supervisors and legislative operations beginning in the 2012 term of office. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance and Audit, who denied this resolution by a vote of 6-0.
Okay. Supervisor Sanfilippo, I think you're making the motion to withdraw this.
And then Supervisor Borkowski will come. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to say that I was very proud of the fact that for the first time in 3.5 years, I think I finally got unanimous consent on one of my resolutions.
Wow! Okay. And you were proud of that.
Yeah. I'm a uniter. Okay. Basically, I think where we're coming down on this issue is, and we had a really good discussion yesterday in finance and audit. And I think you can boil this discussion down to what a supervisor believes his job duty entails. And if you take a look at the way our government is structured, we've got an executive branch and a legislative branch. And confusion comes in because you can search all the county and state records, at least that I did, and as far as I can find, I could not find a definition, a job description, or anything that tells a county board supervisor exactly what you should or shouldn't do, what's involved in the job. So by there not being a definition, it kind of leaves it open for each supervisor to interpret on his own what his job involves. But as I mentioned, when you look at the actual structure, and yesterday I quoted out of a supervisor's handbook that was given to me 3.5 years ago when I joined the board, and that was the closest thing that I found that came to a description of job duties, and I'm paraphrasing, and basically it called out that the executive branch is to carry out the policies that are set forth by the legislative branch. And so taking that into consideration, you can interpret from that the county board is meant to be a board of directors. Whether you're in a nonprofit or a for-profit organization, the board of directors is there not to run the day-to-day operations, but to set the policy, to help monitor the finances, and then to oversee and make sure that policy is being carried forward. And so I think this really is the disconnect that we're having on the board and where the different issues come in with supervisors. And you can, you know, is the job part-time? Is it full-time? In today's day and age with modern technology that we have, you know, years ago, when Supervisor Schmidt joined the board, you either had, you know, the Pony Express or...
that was before telephone.
You had a telephone or you had letters, and that basically was your communication with your elected official. Nowadays, you have Blackberries, iPhones, laptop computers. I mean, one of my colleagues made the comment this is a 24/7 job, and he's right. You can do this job 24/7. With the Legistar program that Supervisor Dmitrievich's committee put in place, I mean, you literally can, if you're having trouble sleeping, you can get up at 3 in the morning and get on Legistar and read all these wonderful resolutions that this body puts out. And so there is no reason that you have to be nailed down behind the desk 8 hours a day in this building to effectively do this job. Also, we need to consider the fact that for the last 2 decades, and primarily the last decade, this organization, this operation that is county government, has been drastically revamped and downsized. And this downsizing and this revamping has occurred practically at all levels, except at the very top in management. And for just a few examples of things that have changed, in the last 20 years, the number of county employees has declined by 43%. We no longer operate Doane Hospital, the power plant on the county grounds, the public museum, the House of Correction, food service, county stadium was sold to the Brewers. Some of the golf courses are run by the PGA. MCTS employees are run by MCTS. They're not county employees. Inmate transportation at the House of Correction. The House of Correction itself is now under the sheriff's control. Security at the courthouse and other buildings, BHD Food Service. The family care employees are not county employees. Later this month, with income maintenance and that group of people out there, you're going to have another 300 county employees that are leaving and transitioning to the state. Child welfare. This is just a partial list of duties that this board had responsibility for overseeing in the past that it no longer has. And so I've racked my brain since I put out with this thing, and that didn't take very long. And I can't for the life of me honestly say that I can think of any single county service or county program that would cease to operate or malfunction with county board supervisors doing a part-time job as opposed to being a full-time job. I can't imagine that. And why that is, the county, one of the things that I was pleasantly amazed with, surprised when I joined with here, is this county board has a cracked staff. You know, you have great department heads. Those are the experts that run the departments. You have good staff that we rely on. And we have to understand that supervisors are in management positions and we need to delegate work and rely on that staff in those departments. The second thing that this resolution does is it opens up the accessibility and makes this board more transparent to the public. And it does that by asking staff to work to shift our meetings to be held in the evening hours. And to do that so that they're more accessible to the public, so the public can get involved in county government. And that not only helps the county, the residents get involved, but it also helps this board better explain to our citizens what it is exactly that we do. Our citizens in the community, they have more contact with their local municipally elected officials, whether they're village trustees or aldermen and women. So they know on a day-to-day basis more or less what their job is, but they really don't know what our job is. And the county has a vast responsibility that touches every aspect of every citizen's life, but it's not always up in the forefront where people can understand that. And I certainly have heard as I first ran for this job, you know, knocking on doors, what does a county supervisor do? What's your job? Most of the people couldn't name the guy that I was replacing. And so I think that having evening meetings is also going to open up and make us more transparent. And it's a two-way street. Better for the public, it's better for the board. As I was doing doors last Saturday in my district, I struck up this conversation with one of the individuals, and he recommended taking those evening meetings a step farther. And he said, you know, you could hold different committee meetings at different city halls throughout the county. And this way, you know, one month you're in West Dallas, one month you're in Glendale, and again, make it more convenient, sort of taking the show on the road, more or less. And I thought that was a good idea. So there's all sorts of ideas that I think could come out of serious debate and consideration of this resolution. And I do appreciate the fact that my colleagues are... have been willing to debate this. I know this can be, you know, a sensitive issue and it's a personal issue, but I really think that it is an important issue for us to discuss, and it's one that we just have to kind of step back and remove ourselves from it and take a look at this whole picture from the outside. There isn't any organization that has gone through the type of restructuring that as we have here in the county that has not had to restructure all the way at the top, not just down in the bottom. Thank you.
Thank you. Other comments? Supervisor Cesar's, and then let's go. Supervisor Cesar's.
I wanted to add and make a motion to approve if I didn't hear one from the sponsor.
Okay. Okay, that was it. Okay, Supervisor Lipscomb, and then Rice.
Okay. Where to begin, Mr. Chairman? I think for, I guess about a couple of the points and make a few others. I don't think that the employee count is the metric for for sort of what the organization is and what their workload is as a legislative body. I mean, we'd probably come with a much different result if we looked at the, you know, total budget over time. I think what this move would do would be to weaken the legislative branch. It would consolidate power in the executive, and it would also significantly consolidate power in the bureaucracy, even within the legislative branch. You know, as much as I love our staff, personalities are personalities, and sometimes you have to be down here to get your stuff, make sure your stuff is getting expedited and is kept on track. And for me, while I didn't make a pledge that this would be a full-time job, I didn't make that pledge in 2008 when I ran, and I actually expected that it was going to be more part-time than it actually is. And so my reality, my perspective, is that this is a much more full-time job than a part-time job, and I do recognize that there's a spectrum, and that for some it's very part-time, and for others it's 24/7. But my perspective is that it should be full-time or very closely proximate to a full-time job to be done well. And if you can't find in a $1.4 billion budget, you can't find enough important work, not make work, but important work, real issues that you want to dig into and get involved in and fight for, then perhaps you shouldn't be in this. But if you don't value it, if you don't think that you're putting in the value that you're being paid, then certainly you can, as others have done, make a pledge to give that back and hopefully follow through. It's my perspective that that this would not serve the public interest. It would only diminish the check that the legislative branch is supposed to provide to the executive and the oversight that it should provide. I don't presume to describe what I do as running the day-to-day of any of our departments. I mean, I clearly don't have that capacity within me as a supervisor to run any of these departments. You know, we're dependent on those department heads and those staff all the way down the line. But I do think that oftentimes I serve an important role in making sure that those departments are, in fact, carrying out our policy. And there are so many examples I could cite where just because it's our policy does not mean that it gets carried out effectively, and that we are constantly called on to make sure that is being done. And I don't think that I would have that same effectiveness if we were relegated to a part-time status. And I also think, on just a perspective in terms of the diversity on all levels of age and economics and everything else of our board, I look at that and I think there's no way that we would have that if such a proposal were to take effect. I mean, it's just not there would be so few people that could really accept that paradigm, and it would effectively say that you got to be retired or wealthy to run, because there just isn't that flexibility for most younger professionals, that they would be doing some full-time job to support their family and then would be giving up all their evenings and using their weekends and everything else to fulfill the role of their part-time side job. So I just think it would be a disastrous thing all around.
Thank you, Supervisor.
I'll vote against it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think so.
I think I had you on the no column. Okay. Supervisor Rice.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't know that that was the intent of the previous speaker, but I do want to just comment that I don't think it's appropriate or fair for anyone to question the value that any supervisor is providing to their constituents or to the county because he or she is suggesting a change such as has been before us in the compensation of the of the position. I mean, I think we can discuss this on the merits without impugning anyone's integrity. The resolution raises a very, very important, you know, question in terms of the governance of Milwaukee County and the relationship of the legislative and the executive branch. And it's never easy for anyone who is in the position and is being paid a salary to acknowledge that there should be a consideration of decreasing the salary for the position. I mean, that's just is human nature that we don't want to make less than we currently do for the position. But I think we do need to step away, if you will, from that personal interest and ask ourselves the question about what the nature of the position is, as Supervisor Sanfilippo has done. What is the appropriate level of compensation? What are the appropriate responsibilities? My perspective prior to coming to the county board was serving in local government as a local elected official for my village. For 12 or 13 years, I served as a village trustee. Admittedly, there are less zeros on that budget. There are less constituents in the village than currently serve. But I believe that as a local elected official in that capacity, we did our level best and served the village in a legislative capacity well, responded to constituent concerns, and we were paid the princely sum of $50 a month and met in the evenings. Now, could I have spent additional hours every day monitoring the DPW, looking at the police department budget, drafting ordinances, talking to residents, going up and down the business district and addressing village matters? Sure, I could have done that. But we acted as a village board, as I think this board should do more, and that is as a board of directors, as a policy-making board, not involved in the minutiae of the delivery of services, not as we do, unfortunately, reviewing reams of contract language, you know, month after month, approving departmental matters as we do. Some of that is certainly appropriate in an oversight role, but I think we go overboard on it. And it's to the detriment, I think, of the policy making and the long-range planning and the true budgeting that we ought to be focusing on rather than the kind of stuff that that people refer to that says that they that takes up an inordinate amount of time during the day. I don't take a back seat to any person on this board with respect to how serious I take this position, with respect to how well I respond to constituent concerns, with respect to my diligence in carrying out my duties. But I'm honest enough to tell you that it does not take 8 hours a day. And to tell you that I think the compensation is excessive for the responsibilities involved. So I applaud Supervisor Sanfilippo for raising this issue and bringing it before us. It does not, you know, qualify him for being awarded Mr. Congeniality on the board, certainly. It is not something that will endear him to his colleagues or the majority of his colleagues. But I appreciate the policy behind it, the thought process, the honesty that I think has gone into recommending this. It is not an easy issue for us to come to grips with because of the personal impact and personal interest that we have in the issue. But I believe that we need to step aside from that, listen to, as I have, my constituents when I have raised this question in surveys that I have had with my newsletter. Overwhelming majority of my constituents have responded when I have queried them that they believe that the position should be part-time. And so with that, Mr. Chairman, I would like to be added as a co-sponsor on the resolution and certainly favor its approval today. Thank you.
Supervisor Haas, you're up.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Indeed, there's no definition of the job. When you fill out your papers at the county, the Elections Commission office, you don't have to submit a resume. You're entitled to do that as a part of our obligation to participate in our representative democracy here. In thinking about what I would do as a county supervisor, I realized it's what you want it to be. It's what I want it to be in my role. Some of what we have to vote on is not what I want it to be, but that's how it is. And so what I do during my days, and often during my evenings as well, is meeting with my constituents at their neighborhood meetings, their neighborhood groups, sometimes on the streets. And I listen to them, I talk with them, and hear what they need from us. Sometimes I refer them to other bodies of the government to help them get done what they need to have done. And I value my role, my ability to do that. Also, my constituents on the south side, ranging from the southeast chunk of Bayview west to 27th Street up to 35th, right now around the KK River Parkway, they expect full-time supervisors. They expect me to be relatively quick to answer their interests, to work with them when they need me. Granted, they do not often need me, but a few do very often. A few are regular correspondents, and that's all right. It's part of my job. It's what I signed up for, just as, gentlemen, this is what I signed up for, too, to discuss and debate this with you. I believe, and I think, that if we shrink the board, the remainder of the county government that will remain intact, it will not shrink on its own unless, well, due to budget constraints, it must, or should, say, crime suddenly be resolved. Well, hey, we really don't need all these systems now, that's great. But the remainder of the county government will remain, and our role as overseers will be diminished. Supervisor Lipscomb spoke of the need to balance government, the need of the people to have balance in the government. That would be diminished by this resolution. Yes, the county workforce has shrunk over the past several years. This board has shrunk, or will have shrunk, by about 28% from 2004 through next year. We're downsizing as well. It's not what some want. There are some in my district that tell me, hey, you guys got to do it part-time and less of you, but they're very, very few. Most people want me to be here, to be responsive, to be active, and they really appreciate it that I am. Would unelected bureaucrats run the county then? I thought that was a great talking point. Unelected bureaucrats, oh, they get ranted about in some circles. I don't want that myself. You know, I like to be accountable. I present myself as being accountable. And if I'm not, I want you to call me up. And gentlemen, you too. The proposed evening hours would make it very difficult for me to do portions of my job. I am very active in many Southside community groups and neighborhood groups. The Garden District, which is in the 13th Aldermanic District in the city of Milwaukee, under Alderman Terry Witkowski, I'm very active with them. They do a lot. And they are helping bring their neighborhood together and improve the quality of life there. I'm helping do that through my role, my work here as county supervisor, and I value that. Objectively speaking, though, their quality of life would be a bit diminished without somebody here on behalf of the county and on behalf of them, the constituents. May I sum this up, gentlemen? I do not think this would be a board of the people if we were to so downsize, to so reduce our capacity, to reduce our ability to consider, to debate, to think about what we do. I will, if I'm not imminently clear, be voting against. But thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Schmidt?
Thank you. I am also not going to vote as I did in finance yesterday. I'll try to be brief, although it's hard because there are some personal things. But there are, I think, objective things and things that do make sense to me. I think it would really diminish our role. I don't think that's what most of our constituents really want. I have no personal feelings, or you know, Supervisor Sanfilippo and I would be as congenial as we have been after this vote today. I have no problems, you know, with my colleagues who have a different opinion. I do say that. I go back to when I ran quite a while ago, a decade ago, and the chairman and the board at the time said, you know, we don't want any more part-time people. Are you going to be a full-time supervisor? And I said, yes, I am. I said, that's what I ran in my election. I never do anything halfway. It's been something I think I've always got a good work ethic. My previous position, I think it was a job of a vocation, avocation. I was in community service. As a teacher, as alumni director, et cetera. And I looked at this job in that very same way. I think a lot of people do. It's a vocation, avocation. It's not an easy job. It's stressful. I've been on finance many, many years. That's stressful, especially if you care deeply about things and realize there's never enough money to do everything you need or think you should do. I do get up once in a while at 3 o'clock at night and worry about things when I have to vote on things. I know what my constituency wants, and I know what the great needs are out there, too. We do have night meetings once in a while. Supervisor Sanford was kind enough to come. We had a public meeting in Wauwatosa the other day. It was great to be in suburban area, too, because we have great needs out there and great responsibilities. I talked to our bid director last night. She called me Business Improvement District. I've been very involved there. She had some issues with the Parks Department, some things she wants to do. I guess that's what you make it a little bit, too. But I feel very strongly that, you know, if I worked part-time or if I thought this job was part-time, then I would give my salary back. And I think if people look at it as a part-time job, and I think it's part-time responsibility then, or if they ran on that, then they should give their salary back and run as part-time, especially if you have the wherewithal economically to do that. Great, okay. But I was elected as a full-time supervisor. Almost everyone I've talked to. I talked to a lady who called me this morning before the meeting. She says, well, I saw the thing on the paper. She says, I don't think $15,000 is something that's feasible. I have called you on numerous occasions. She's involved in a couple of things. She says, I want you there. You know, I want you full time. I appreciate what you do. Well, that made me feel good. Those calls don't come very often because, especially at budget time, you get the calls and, well, you know how that goes. So, I do say I'm a very strong believer. I was a teacher of American government. I do teach a class almost every year at Upper Iowa and at night. And I do believe strongly in checks and balances. I think there would be, I look at the school board, I think I have comments that, well, I don't want you to be Milwaukee school board, and no disrespect. But that's just at night, and it's a part-time thing. If you have part-time people, many times it justifies part-time work or part-time participation. Not all. I mean, our mayor in Wauwatosa makes $22,000. She's considered part-time. There's been a resolution. She works as hard as West Dallas or some other places that mayors make $50,000, $60,000. There's no part-time jobs if you're truly responsible and care about your constituents. I will just say I think diversity issue is fine. I mean, I think that would be very different. You would narrow down. We are unique. We're the largest county, obviously, by far, the largest budget by far. I have one of the largest districts. That is a district that keeps me on my toes, I'm happy to say. I wouldn't want it any other way. I was a very active person before I took this job and remain that way. But I'll have, I don't know, I haven't looked at even the numbers. I really didn't get so involved in that. But I was 52,000. I'll be 57,000 or, you know, something like that. That's a substantial amount of people. And I think county government responsibility it has increased. It's increased for me. You know, I become more efficient. We talk about coordinating services and things like that. I think that's where it'd be in the county. The county should be taking over some of these things municipalities do, especially when we're combining things. And I don't know if we need more people to do it, but I think our responsibility has increased. I just need to talk about, you know, what's happened in the last 2 weeks. And it's issues they should be responsible for. besides the bid district, okay, I was on a committee for 4 months that Supervisor Sanford did an excellent job on. We worked very hard together. We were a diverse committee. But the whole situation of mental health and our delivery of services and what this means, our responsibilities don't go away in that area, even if we go to community service, which is we definitely have to do. We care about, you know, it's just not, it isn't a magic panacea, it just downsize sometimes. Sometimes you get less with less. We've got to this point, I think, basically in this county, and I mean that sincerely. I know the people, how hard they work and what they get. So we have unbelievable issues. My part-time job, as I mentioned yesterday, and it's a true part-time job, is the county grounds itself. In the last 2 weeks, I've been in meetings with the Department of Transportation, the Zoo Interchange. I'm intricately involved in that. They call me. It's my district. Okay, and I want to be involved in my district. I want anybody coming to me and saying, you know, so-and-so is going on, DOT is doing it, MSD is doing this, Department of Natural Resources is doing this, the City of Wauwatosa is doing this, and you don't know about it? You're our representative? Well, I don't get those questions because I let all those different organizations know that I worked and established relationships with, that I need to be called, I need to be at those meetings. And I am. So I'm at DOT meetings and public meetings because I meet with them privately. I am with the UWM people and our people and our parks people. American Transmission Corporation Company, American Transmission Company, is going through all these areas, especially the county grounds, okay? Numerous public meetings. I've met with their representatives several times, okay? I've been with the big district. We've been, well, I'm personalizing probably too much, I'm sorry, okay? But the point I'm ending up with is that I don't think I cheat anybody in my district by the salary I make. And I'm committed in a suburban area, too. And when I talk to my constituents, the last thing basically is they talk about, well, you know, you could do less with less on the board. But they don't want to lose suburban representation. And with all due respect to my, you know, colleagues in the city, they want to make sure we have suburban representation on this board, too. They say, oh, let's downsize, but let's not take away from them. Well, no, we want you to stay on the board. Okay, we want to make sure Wauwatosa and West Dallas is represented, and more than just one person. So there is, you know, people want someone to be on the job. And I think the checks and balances, I think our departments do a great job. But look at the turnover we had. And being through finance, it's our responsibility to make sure we hold our department heads and administration to some kind of responsibility. And we need a full-time job to do that. So thank you for letting me go on. I guess I feel strong about some of those things, too. Thank you.
Supervisor Lipscomb, unless you have something new to add, I don't want to get into any kind of debate. I know that there's been things said personally or whatever. I'd rather, if we can stay, if there's something new that hasn't been said, I know that there's at least one audience member that would like to speak on this, but I don't. This has been vetted a lot, and you know, we can get into testimonials and all that kind of stuff. So if you have something new, great. If not, I would ask that you...
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to correct the record that I didn't impugn anybody's work ethic or value, and that I said that was a personal assessment that they would have to make. Just to correct the record.
Okay, thank you. Supervisor Cesars.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I forgot to ask before to ask the sponsor to add me.
Supervisor Biddle.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Me and my colleague had a very spirited debate in finance, so I'll save you a lot of my rhetoric. If you read many of my press releases, I affectionately called my colleague the comedian because the proposal was a joke. It still is. I do have respect for my colleague, and on the contrary to Supervisor Rice, this has actually brought us together now. Me and him are like this. We're like Ebony and Ivory now. I got his phone number, his mobile. I'm going to send him text messages with smiley faces. So this has actually been a good thing for me and Supervisor Sanfilippo. Honestly, it is what it is. I mean, if you're full-time, you're full-time. You're part-time, you're part-time. If you want to be part-time, take a part-time salary. If you're full-time, keep doing your job. This is not going anywhere. We know this. And there's going to be votes on this board to vote for, on this committee to vote for it. I'm not surprised. But it was a good debate, and I look forward to many debates. And even though I won't be at as a co-sponsor, I appreciate the opportunity to speak here this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Biddle. Anybody else in our audience like to speak on this? Okay. So the motion by Supervisor Cesaris was for approval. And hearing nothing else, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Schmidt?
No.
Cesars?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
No.
Haas?
Nope.
Mr. Cheer?
Aye.
Four ayes, three noes. The motion is approved.